Morning. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it? All right. I'm just going to go ahead and we're going to stand up and we're going to do the verse that we're supposed to learn. And it's a pretty important verse. So if we can't get it this week, we're going to try to do it next week. So it's pretty important. So let's go ahead and we'll start on the line and work around and then we'll do the center. So we'll go ahead and start.
That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always pleasing to you, my helper and my redeemer.
Psalm 19:15. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always pleasing you, O Lord, my helper and my redeemer.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Be pleasing. Again next weekend. And can you remember the rest of it? Okay, you need to work on the next one.
Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, the Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Be acceptable.
Be acceptable.
You want to try doing it next weekend? Okay.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Always pleasing. I like that. Always pleasing. I want us to go to the prayer, but I wanted to do that first so you can think about some of that. Sometimes we get busy with things and we don't always, in everything, give thanks to the Lord. Always pleasing. All right, let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you for this beautiful day you continue to provide for us. We ask for wisdom and understanding. We ask for these young boys and the young men to continue to grow sharper. Let them be able to submit their will to do your will. Let them grow with understanding. We ask that you can continue to give us a safe journey as we continue to submit our will to do yours. But let your will be done in all things. We ask these things as we pray. Amen. All right. We are in Psalms. We're in Psalms 21, 20 and Septuagint. My Septuagint now is on my phone, so that's why I got my phone. So I want to let you guys know. O Lord, the king shall rejoice in the strength, and in thy salvation he shall greatly exult. For thou hast gained him the desire of his soul, and hast not withheld from him the request of his lips. Pause. For thou hast prevented him from blessings and goodness. Thou hast set upon his head a crown of precious stone. He asked life of thee, and thou hast gave him length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Thou wilt crown him with glory and majesty. For thou wilt give him a blessing forever and ever. Thou wilt gladden him with joy with thy countenance. For a king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the highest he shall not be moved. Let thy hands be found by all thy enemies. Let thy right hand find all that hate thee. Thou shalt make them a fiery oven at the time of thy presence. The Lord shall trouble them in his anger, and fire shall devour them. Thou shalt destroy his fruit from the earth, and thou seed from among the seeds of men. For they intended evils against thee. They imagine a device which they shall by no means be able to perform. For thou shalt make them turn their back in the latter end. Thou wilt prepare their face. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thy strength. We will sing and praise thy mighty. First read this, I kind of saw it from a different viewpoint. I was seeing it from a viewpoint as it's almost prophesying a little bit in a way. I had to read it a couple more times to see what was going on. But when I read it, I was saying that he's almost, in a way, he's talking about Christ. In a way, he is glorifying God. And when I went back and read some prior chapters, he had went through a great battle. He had cried upon the Lord for help. He said, remember all of my good deeds I've done. Now he has successfully went through a battle. Now he's glorifying God for his strength to continue to help him be a good example to those around him. And so the first part here, thou hast granted him the desire of his soul, and hast not withheld from him the request of his lips. Pause. Think about that. What does he mean by that? He's given thanks. Well, it also says in the New Testament, we should give thanks for all things, anything that comes upon you. I've heard an example of a couple of brothers that had a car crash, and one word that came out of one of the brothers' mouth instantly was, praise the Lord. You just had something terrible just happen to you, but he praised the Lord for that. We need to remember that. For everything, we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for everything, good or bad, that comes upon our way, because he is the leader in all things that go before us. We might have to go through a little bit of temptations and trials, but to make more, to walk through it, we're shown new things each time we go through something. And then where it says, thou shalt make, this is on 9, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven at the time of the presence, at thy presence. The Lord shall trouble them in his anger, and fire shall devour them. He's talking about his enemies that are standing before him, that are hindering the things that he's trying to do. This is when God was still trying to establish his kingdom with men here on earth. And he was trying to get rid of the cancer that was destroying that. So he says, let it be you that get rid of all these that are evil, hindering you from making your kingdom here on earth. Let's see here. There was a couple of you that needed to work a little bit more on the verse that we did this morning. It's a really good verse that we need to all try to memorize. But then there was a song that David had mentioned last Sunday night that I wanted the young men and the young boys also to try to learn. It's really good. It's started in Psalms 19. I mean, even though I don't know it, but it would be good for me to learn too. And see, I think it was 7. Yes, it started Psalms 19 and the Septuagint 18:7 is where it started out at. And, wasn't for sure about all of it. I think it was 7 through 11 or 7 through 10. And so that would be like for the young boys to try to learn. For the young men, I would also like to give you guys a little bit of a challenge for next Sunday. I want the young men to come up and talk about what your earthly father had taught you to be able to walk and understand the Heavenly Father. How to submit your will. How to grow and understand Him more. And for just being able to know that your earthly father was either an example or just giving you the bits and pieces to help put together for understanding. So that's what I'm going to ask for you. Thank you.